In my homily last week, I tried to make a few points regarding our involvement in the election process, some points regarding specifics, especially our moral obligation to oppose policies and agendas that promote intrinsic wrongs, like abortion, euthanasia, racism, exploitation of the poor, and so forth and so on. This Sunday, I'd like to take a little bit different approach. And instead of focusing on our moral obligations or the formation of our conscience, I'd like to take the perspective of spirituality and say, how do we as Catholics look at this whole thing through the perspective of faith? So it's not going to be the nitty-gritties of decision-making. It's going to be more, you know, how do we approach this in general? But I hope that you'll still find what I have to say practical. If there's one thing I think we can all agree on, it's that people get pretty worked up when it comes to politics. And I keep hearing it said about this election that no one's really voting for anyone. They're just voting against the one that they don't want. So I see that there's really a sense of fear in the hearts of a lot of people, real anxiety and deep worry about what's going to happen and what the future will bring. But this is where being people of faith makes a big difference. What is faith? Is faith just studying the scriptures, learning the teachings of the church, going to mass? It includes those things, but that's not the essence of our faith. All of those things are very good and necessary, but they aim at helping us live lives of authentic faith. And to live a life of authentic faith means that we not only love and trust God for who God is, but that we can also look at the situations around us and realize that God is in those situations, and that God will always, or at least God is always willing, to bring good out of any set of circumstances. Perhaps the reality of our political situation in our country is that whoever gets elected, there's still the possibility that things could get ugly. The situation in our world is very disturbing. It's very complex. There isn't an easy fix to all these different issues that our world faces. But we don't have to allow that to disturb us. We don't have to allow that prospect of whatever happens, disaster even, to disturb our peace, to upset us, to make us live in fear and anxiety and worry. We don't have to be alarmed. We don't have to panic because we're people of faith. And we know, as people of faith, that God is present in it all. And that God is much bigger than any candidate, any president. God is much bigger than any issue, any nation. And God has it all in his hands. There's that old song. He's got the whole world in his hands. Faith isn't a crutch. Faith isn't wishful thinking. Faith is the real knowledge that God is who God says he is, and that we can trust God. So if we find ourselves worried, anxious, fearful, not only about the political situation, but about anything in our life, what we need is faith, deeper faith. When Jesus says to his apostles, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. He's not saying to his apostles, you don't have any faith. He's drawing attention to the fact that if we have faith, God will do great things through that. Notice that the apostles don't come to the Lord and say, "Lord, what do we have to do to increase our faith?" They come before the Lord and say, basically, "You increase our faith. This is up to you. Increase our faith, Lord." Somehow they realize that faith is a gift that God gives. That sense of trust in God, that sense of really knowing that God is in charge, that's a gift that comes from God. It's not something we manufacture, and it's not something we on our own can increase. But we all need an increase. Now, in the second part of the gospel, Jesus gives this teaching, which is a little bit difficult, but I think the bottom line here is God doesn't owe us anything. When we have done all we are commanded, when we have followed every law, when we've done everything we were supposed to, we're not entitled to something from God. Jesus says, when you've done all you have been commanded, say, "We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do." We're not entitled to anything from God. But God sure wants to give us a lot. So every day we've got to pray. We've got to pray wholeheartedly that same prayer that the apostles pray. Lord, increase our faith. Because it's authentic faith and real trust, not just intellectual trust, but heartfelt trust in God that will get us through everything. Lord, increase our faith. And open our hearts, Lord, so that we can receive that increase of faith that you want to give.